The time is 10 o'clock now, and the meeting does form a quorum.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you, Noel Tando. Good morning, honorable members. A word of welcome to members on the platform, the ministry, the department, and of course our people on the platform. Nolwando, will you flag the agenda, please? There's the agenda, honorable members. Are there issues that members would like to add on the agenda? If none, can I ask for call adoption of the agenda?
Nzube moves to adopt the agenda, Chairperson.
Zube moves. Any seconder?
Njalo
A
second,
second, Chairperson.
Chairman.
He seconded and Njadu. Thank you very much. Are there any apologies for the meeting?
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members and everyone present in the platform. I've got one apology, Chair, from the minister. She won't be able to join us today due to the fact that she's attending a cabinet meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. We have the DM in our meeting. Welcome, DM, always with us whenever there's anything we do. Today, honourable members, that is the 27th of March, is the day where the National Council of Provinces has made a significant milestone in the public participation process of the B version of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill. B2B of 2022. The Bella Bill was presented to the Select Committee, as you know, on Education and Technology, Sports, Arts and Culture on the 8th of November 2023. With the bill being a Section 76 bill, it was then referred to all the nine provinces to be introduced and to allow for the provinces to conduct their public participation process. Provincial legislatures held their public hearings in their various regions and consulted with stakeholders in order to receive their input on the proposed bill. The provincial legislatures were then required to consolidate their negotiating mandates based on their deliberations after the public participation process. Therefore, within this meeting, provincial delegates are requested to read out their negotiating mandates to the committee. Each province will be called out, to read out their negotiating mandates within the time of not more than 10 minutes. All provinces will be given 10 minutes to present their negotiating mandates. And then with those few words, I say I'll declare this meeting open and give to maybe allow the minister to say some few words from the ministry if they so wish. DM. Is the DM in the meeting?
I don't see DM in the platform, Chair.
Not as yet. I'm sure she's trying to connect, but in the absence of the DM, she'll be given time to speak towards the end when she comes in or at the end of the meeting. I've welcomed the members. We'll give any province that is ready to give their negotiating mandate, and I'll ask the Noltando to flight the mandates as they are being presented by the permanent delegates. Can we start with the Eastern Cape?
My apologies, Chair. I see there's a hand from Honorable Munyai.
Yes, Honorable Munyai, I can't see his hand from where I am. Honorable Munyai, you are welcome.
It was the
You
technical
want to
error, please.
address us. Yeah.
No, it was technical error, please.
All right, thanks a lot. May we give the Eastern Cape their 10 minutes of presentation of their mandate, of their negotiating mandate. And as they do that, they can whether tell you what ask you to flag the mandate, and or they can talk to it without it being on the screen. It depends on how they want to do it. Over to you, Eastern Cape.
Chair, the mandate is going to be read by the chairperson of the province. The chairperson of the province of the portfolio committee is here in the meeting.
Okay, the over to you, Eastern Cape. You can either you decide whether you summarize and or but or you could just, it depends on how you want to make your presentation, but you have 10 minutes to do that. As we are waiting for the West, for the Eastern Cape to address us, I must say we just received I'm told we've just received the negotiating mandate from the Western Cape. And so all the provinces have sent their negotiating mandate. It was the Western Cape that was outstanding. So you may, Eastern Cape. If the Eastern Cape is still struggling with giving us their mandate, may we move to the next province?
Scouting were ready, Chair.
Yeah, Gauteng.
Thank you very much, esteemed Honorable Chairperson and esteemed
Can
Honorable Member.
you just wait a bit, Honorable Munyai. Is Honorable Baha in the meeting, the permanent delegate? Noltando, is Honorable Baha in the meeting?
Yes, Chair, Honorable Baha is in the platform.
Yeah, can we have the Gauteng give us the mandate, present their mandate? We said permanent delegate should do that. And in the absence of the permanent delegate, we can have the provincial delegate giving the report. Honorable Baha. In the absence of Honorable Bacha, may we have Honorable Monyai, please, who is the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, I guess, in Gauteng, to take us through their negotiating mandate. Over to you, Chair.
Esteemed Honorable Chairperson and esteemed Honorable Members, and as well as our permanent delegate, Honorable Bacha, I think you are quite correct and procedural to say Honorable Bacha, as a permanent delegate, should read the negotiating mandate. Now that he has been given opportunities and can read, and you gave me the permission to do so, I'm proceeding with the negotiating mandate. The negotiating mandate relating to the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, number of the bill is B2B, hyphen 2022. The date of the deliberation was 26 March 2024. The vote of the legislature and the vote of legislature with respect to the Bella Bill. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature support the Bella Bill from clause 1 to the last clause 54, objective principles and the details of the bill, and therefore votes in favor of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, signed by myself, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Education, on the date 26 March 2024, Honorable Chidizi Munyai, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Education, Gauteng Provincial Legislature. And all the copies has been sent to the secretary and the legal office and yourself, chairperson. I thank you for our position.
Thanks, Honorable Munyai.
It's in Zube here, Chair.
Yeah, Honorable Zube.
Oh, no, thank you very much, Chair. Is it possible for me to proceed with reading of negotiating mandate, Chair?
Yeah, you can give us one of the free state.
No, thank you very much, Chair of the Select Committee. As tasked to read the negotiating mandate on behalf of the Free State, the name of the bill is Basic Educational Laws Amendment Bill. Bill to B2B 2022. Vote of the Free State Legislature. The Portfolio Committee on Education, Health and Social Services, as designated by the Free State Legislature, votes in favor of the bill, Chairperson. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Ntsube. Who is the next? Next province that's ready?
The Eastern Cape Chair is ready.
The permanent delegate to take us through the mandate, or unless if she wants to give it to somebody else to do?
She has already requested the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, the province, to present the negotiating mandate, Chair.
Oh, yeah, I remember she has requested that you do that. Yeah, you may go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to you, Chair, and all our members, as well as to our support staff. The negotiating mandate is as follows. Name of the bill, Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, stroke, or no, B2B, stroke 2022. Date of deliberation, 25 March 2023. Vote of the legislature. The province votes in favor of the bill with the proposed amendments, and therefore mandates the permanent delegate to the NSOP to negotiate in favor of the bill within the following parameters. The proposed amendments are as follows, Chair. On clause 3 of the bill, that is on monitoring of learner attendance, clause 3 of the bill places a duty on the school governing body the principal and the educators to monitor learner attendance at school, including inquiring into the whereabouts of a learner when absent from school for 3 consecutive days. To support the SGP as the amendment and the school, particular educators to carry out these statutory obligations, a provision for social work services and other professionals must be made in this clause or in the regulations to ensure such services are available to the schools when needed. B, clause 8B, the search on random search and seizure and drug testing at school. The search and seizure of liquor, dangerous object or drugs will, in terms of this clause, be conducted by the principal or his or her delegate. The execution of this statutory obligation is likely to put at risk and the safety of educators. The proposal in this regard is that clause 8B2 must be amended to ensure effective execution of search and seizure at schools by involving the South African Police Services or any other credible security agents to support the execution of this statutory duty. Clause 9 of the bill, serious misconduct. We are proposing that clause 9 be amended to make it explicitly clear that an assault on the educator by a learner is both a serious misconduct and a criminal offense that can, depending on the age of the learner, be dealt with in terms of the Child Justice Act 208, Act Number 775 of 208. D, clause 12 for the bill that talks to the provision of public schools. We propose that under clause 12, a provision must be made for public schools that will offer online and blended learning to conform to technological advancements and the digital age era. Clause 9 of the bill, dissolution of governing body. It is proposed that before the exercise of powers to dissolve an SGP that has ceased to perform its powers in clause 19, the SOD must, as a prerequisite at the commencement of the SGP term of office, cause training to be conducted for SGPs. This will ensure that SGPs are well capacitated in all aspects of school operations. It is therefore proposed that the training provided to the SGPs must not only be limited to an induction exercise, but must entail a comprehensive training program. Clause 21 of the bill, remuneration of members of governing body. It is proposed that clause 21 be amended to make it clear that although SGP members are not entitled to be remunerated for the performance of their duties or for the attendance of meetings and school activities, but may be reimbursed for travel costs and other expenses incurred in attending meetings and school activities. The current section 27, subsection 1 of the Southern Schools Act provides that necessary expenses incurred by a member of a governing body in the performance of his or her duties may be reimbursed. 21 must be aligned with section 21, 27, subsection 1 of SASA. Clause 25 of the bill, close of public schools. It is proposed that clause 25 be amended to reflect that the number of learners enrolled in a particular public school shall not be the sole criteria for the closure of a public school, but rather broad criteria encompassing social factors and other considerations must be taken into account. When closing or merging unviable public schools, a provision must be made for the availability of the scholar transport and that all the necessary resources and support be provided to the new school. Clause 39 of the bill of regulations. In clause 39, the minister must be empowered to make regulations on learner disciplining methods that are the alternatives to the abolished corporal punishment. General comments. The report of the committee Tajia brings to the attention of the Select Committee all the other issues raised by the stakeholders relating to the bill and all matters that ought to be given serious consideration by the Department of Public Education. We so move, Chair, that the bill be adopted with the consideration of the proposed amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Noltando, may you flag the Limpopo mandate for me? Education and training, sports, arts and culture, basic education laws amendment bill, B2B of 2022, date of deliberation, 26 March 2024, vote of the legislature, provincial NCOP permanent delegates, to negotiate in favor of the bill that is signed the 26 March 2022 by Honorable S.V. Mate, Chair, Committee Chairperson. Limpopo so moves. May we get another mandate from the next province?
Thank you very much, Chair. It's Mpumalanga. Can you flight it for me, Chair, because I'm using the phone here. I got the network is not stable for me here.
At Atesia Park?
Yes.
Mm, I'm here also.
I'm struggling here. Can I request to flight it for me, Chair, so that I can read it? Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Greetings to your good self, my colleagues, the department, as well as the support staff. Name of the bill is Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill. Number of the bill is B2/2022. Date of deliberation is 12 March 2024. Vote of the legislature. The Portfolio Committee on Education, Culture, Sport and Recreation, after considering Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill B2/2022, the bill confers on the permanent delegate representing the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature in the National Council of Provinces the mandate to negotiate in favor of the bill. Signed by the Chairperson, Honorable Gillian Mashego, date 12 March 2024. I so move, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Ngosi. Who is the next?
Northwest Chairperson.
Northwest Province.
Thank you, Kalaboga Chairperson. Name of the bill, Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill. Number of bill, B2B/2022. Vote of the legislature, the portfolio of Committee on Education, Arts, Culture and Sports Development votes in favor of the Basic Education Law Amendment Bill.
Thank you, Honorable Lihihi. The next one.
Western Cape.
Oh, yeah, Western Cape, Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes.
Yes, good morning, Chair. Good morning to all the members, stakeholders. Chairperson, the Western Cape, the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, B2B 2022. Deliberations was on the 27th of March. The Standing Committee on Education, having considered, you can open this, yes, a little bit, enlarge it. The Standing Committee the Standing Committee on Education, having considered the subject of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, Bill 2B 2022, refer to it in terms of Standing Rule 217, confers on the Western Cape's delegation in the NCOP the authority to not support the bill. In accordance with Standing Rule 90, the African National Congress expressed its minority view to support the bill. It's signed by the Chairperson of the Standing Committee, D.M. Bartman. Thank you very much, Chair. I'm done, Chairperson.
Yes.
Honorable Ratu is done, and I see there are hands.
Delegate Cup.
Chairperson.
Honorable Gosin, your hand is up.
Yeah, Chair, my hand is up. I'm sorry. I want to come back with the bill that I read. Nolthando put the wrong one. It was corrected by the province, and seemingly she flighted the wrong bill. Can I reread the correct one? I don't know whether did she see it. Because the one that she flighted is the one that it's B12 instead of B2B. I want to reread it so that it can be. Yes, instead of B2B.
Okay.
So I'm afraid because it will be seen that I misled the committee.
Yeah, you can repeat it. Yeah, just flight it and then read it into the system.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thanks for understanding. Negotiating mandate to name of the bill. It's Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill. Number of the bill, B2B/2022. Date of deliberation, 12 March 2024. Vote of the legislature. The Portfolio Committee of Education, Culture, Sports and Recreation, the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, B2/2022, the bill confers on the permanent delegate representing the Mpumalanga Province Legislature in the National Council of Provinces the mandate to negotiate in favor of the bill, signed by the chairperson of the committee, Honorable Gillian Mashego, date signed. I can't see the date now. Date signed is the 12th March 2024. Thank you very much, Chair. I submit.
Did I hear you to say that the bill mandates? Can you read that?
Yes, mandate the permanent delegate representing Mpumalanga Legislature.
Okay.
Yes, right. I read that. No, I read that, Chair. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Honorable Munyai, your hand is up. Or is it a legacy hand?
I'm sorry. No, it's not a legacy hand. I'm being phoned by honorable members from Gauteng. They are saying that they request that there be our position be flighted because this meeting is a public meeting and it did not appear. Maybe you may do it after Northcap has done their work. I will appreciate that, Chair. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Northern Cape, then we can fly to the Gauteng mandate. Put it on the Northern Cape, Noordelike Kaap.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm just waiting for it to be flighted. And then also, I just want to know, there was an indication by the Northern Cape province that the chairperson would read the mandate. But if not, I'm willing. If they're not on the platform, I will do so.
No, it's you supposed to read it because you are the permanent delegate from the Northern Cape.
All right, no problem.
If you were not in the meeting, the chairperson of the committee or any other person would have been given a mandate to make the presentation.
No problem, Chairperson. So the negotiating mandate for the Northern Cape on the Basic Laws Amendment Bill, B2B, 2022. The Acting Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Education, Sports, Arts and Culture, Honourable G. van Staden, tabled the committee's report on the Basic Laws Amendment Bill, B2B, of 2022, as adopted by the Portfolio Committee on Tuesday, the 19th of March. I don't think it's necessary to read the following. That is just the process that they followed. And then, Chairperson, I'm going to go down to the written and oral submissions. You can go right down to the number of people and so on that have submitted Nolitando. So written and oral submissions on the bill, the committee received 2,339 written submissions. The organizations that submitted are as follows. The ACDP, FETSIS, AfriForum, SAOU, Northern Cape, Section 27, and the Association for Homeschooling also submitted. Then the stakeholders' public position on the bill, the outcomes were as follows. The total attendees in Kimberley were 173, 3 voted in favor, and 3 against, and 114 against. In Kuruman, there were 158, 46 were in favor, 23 were against. In Upington, there were 831 people in the venue. No voting took place because of disruptions. In the R, there was 211 attendees. 9 voted in favor, 109 voted against. In Springbok, there were 265 attendees. 18 voted in favor and 76 voted against. The committee deliberated on the bill on the following. 6.1.1, sufficient funding for the effective functioning of compulsory ECD centres, the concern over the disempowerment of school governing bodies, that is SGBs, in terms of the language policy and admission policy, and 6.1.3, sufficient timelines for public hearings to ensure meaningful participation and engagements on the bill. The responses from the department are also listed there, where they answered on all of that. And then just lastly, Chairperson, the committee adoption of the bill. After due deliberation, the Portfolio Committee on Education, Sports, Arts and Culture supported the bill. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honorable Christians. Is there Any outstanding province before we give to Honorable Monyai so that we do the flighting of their negotiating mandate? Noel Thando, may you help with flighting of the Gauteng negotiating mandate? They want to see it on the screen.
All right, the KZN is still outstanding, Chair.
Yeah. Oh, let's get KZN. KwaZulu Natal. Skotinska Bibi. Mama.
Hello, Chairperson.
Honorable Njadu.
I saw Honorable Baha wrote something to say somebody to read the mandate. Can I continue?
No, that is Gauteng. The Honorable Munya is doing that on behalf of Gauteng as the chair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Munya, are you satisfied with this or do you want to reread this? Talking to the
I'm saying what we see in the screen is KwaZulu-Natal. When KwaZulu-Natal is done, I can do that, Honorable Chair.
Is this KZN? Let me check.
This is KZN.
All right, that's KZN. Who is presenting on behalf of KZN? Is there any delegate from KwaZulu-Natal in the meeting? The chair of the committee, if the chair of the committee is in the meeting.
Chairperson.
Hello, yes.
Yes, this is Honorable Mutua. I'm representing KZN. I'm struggling here. The network is killing me. Can you pass? I will come back. I'm having a problem with the network.
No, we can hear you now. Can you just read it, the mandate, or do you want to do it later? Because we can hear you now. Hello? Honorable Mutua? We have lost Honorable Mutua on... May I ask Honorable Lihihi to read the mandate on behalf of Honorable Mutua if members feel that it will be in order?
Which province, sir?
KwaZulu-Natal for Honorable Mutua. Or any member who can do that, it will also be okay to do that.
Okay, let me check. Name of the bill, Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, number of bill, B2B/2022, date of deliberation, 19 March 2024, vote of the legislature, the Portfolio Committee on Education met on Tuesday, 19th March 2024, and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation of to support the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, B2B/2022. Thank you, Chair.
No, signed by, read the signature and the date at the bottom.
Okay. Signed by Honorable S.M. Sonjita, Chairperson of Education,
Portfolio Committee.
19 March 2024.
Okay, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank Honorable Sonjika. Honorable Sonjika, that's the same.
Sonjika.
Yeah, Sonjika. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Lihihi, for assisting Honorable Mutwa with the mandate from KwaZulu-Natal. We'll now go back to Gauteng to flight the mandate they want to see it on the screen.
Esteemed Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members and the people of South Africa, we thank you for the privilege, Honorable Chair. The name of the bill, the negotiating mandate for Gauteng, the name of the bill is Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill. The number of the bill is B2B-2022. Date of the deliberation was 26 March 2024. Vote of the legislature, which is one. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature support the Bella Bill from clause one, clause number one, to the last clause 54. Objectives, principle, and the details of the bill, and therefore votes in favor of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, signed on the 26th March 2024 by Honorable Chidi Munyai, the Chairperson of Portfolio Committee on Education, Gauteng Provincial Legislature. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you. Honorable Munyai, now having received the negotiating mandates from the provinces, we move to what is on the agenda? Where to from here, Honorable Noltando? I'm trying to open this thing, it's not opening.
Oh, we are done with the negotiating mandates now, Chair. And the next thing on our agenda is the consideration and adoption of the committee legacy report.
Yeah, before we get to that one, honorable members, you may remember we received a memos, complaints, correspondences, let me say, to be correct, from members of the legislature in the Free State, a member of the legislature in the Free State, and another member of the legislature in the Northern Cape. There were complaints about procedures or the way the public hearings were run in their provinces. These letters were sent to my office by Honorable Christians, because they came from fellow members of the Democratic Alliance in those provinces. And so what we did with those letters, because they were complaining about, they were raising issues, very sensitive issues related to processes, that sometimes processes were not followed properly, and that I think members have seen the letters. I don't need to repeat what is in the letters. The only challenge was that the matters were sent to me when they are complaining about procedures and processes in the provinces where we were not part of those. So what we did from my office was that we sent these matters to the legislatures where they originated. That if a member has a query about the processes, you do that with your province, with the speaker. So we
wrote letters to the speakers explaining what had happened, and then we asked the speakers from the provinces to investigate and then give a report to the committee. That is how these matters were dealt with. There was another one, a letter that was written to me, also to the committee by Honorable Christians, which in that note she was she felt that she was not treated fairly in the last meeting, and that we did nothing to protect her. My response to that one is I'll apologize to Honorable Christians if particularly in the on the way that when she says that I did nothing to protect her, because my duty as the chairperson is to ensure that we process this bill. My duty is not to pass the bill, it's to process the bill. And the passing of the bill depends on what the members do in the interaction. In the interaction with this bill. And that if the member felt that she was not treated fairly in the meeting, if she had raised that in the meeting, I think I would have stopped the meeting and then, you know, demanded that we check what has happened and ask whoever has done, just as the way Parliament works. We work with it the way Parliament works when there are issues where members are dissatisfied with processes. You raise the issue, we engage, and the matter gets resolved. Yeah, that is all from me about the correspondences that we received from members of the DA in the committee, because that's how they came in to my office as a correspondence from the Democratic Alliance. Thank you very much. I don't know if members would like to engage with this matter. And then so that we can move to the next stage of our meeting. I'll particularly ask Honorable Christians if she has something to comment, and or any other member. I'm mentioning her by name because she is the one who has aggrieved, seriously aggrieved by.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. I appreciate your response on all the matters that I've raised. Yeah, and thank you very much for giving me a hearing. That's all, Chairperson. Thank you.
Baie dankie. Honourable members, I want us to move to the next. Yes, Honourable Mgosi.
No, thank you very much, Chair. I just want to say you are much appreciated for the way you have handled the matter, because issues of the public hearings happened in the different provinces. It's for the legislatures, the portfolio committee members. I think you have done it correctly by sending them back to where they belong, so that maybe they can investigate the matters. So we really want to thank you for the way you have handled, and even the issue of Honorable Christian. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Honorable members, when we engage in Parliament, we engage as political parties. But at the same time, you know, apart from the party mandate, you've got yourself as an individual, as a person, that, you know, I want to come out of this meeting feeling that I did not disadvantage anyone or denied any member a chance to speak. That is not my nature, you know. And that if there is something that I'm not doing well, I welcome the comrades, the members to stop me immediately and say, "Chair, let us look at this." So don't keep it on you, because it eats into you and does,
it creates tensions actually even amongst us as members, you know. But I'm happy that this matter, members really understood where we actually found each other going forward. What is next on the program? There'll be minutes and
Next in the program.
And then we'll have before they'll have the parliament's lawyers responding to some of the things on the table, if there are things that they want to respond to and or give us guidance on way forward. Let me give over to the legal services. Pomele Lengema, if there's... your comments and respond to the mandate and the way forward. Where are we going from here? Are we still online legally, Constitution?
Greetings, Chairperson, and the members at large on the platform, as well as everyone that's following the proceedings. Chairperson, I think from what has transpired in the committee meeting today and the meetings that we have gone through and everything that the Chairperson has directed the committee to address and handle the processes. I believe since Parliament and this committee is a creature of statute, we have followed the constitutional provisions and we have also gone through the processes in line with the rules of Parliament and the rules of this House, the National Council of Provinces. In light of the rules and the procedure, Chairperson, from what has happened, we need to be guided by the committee as to the next process, which could be after taking the negotiating mandate, is that the committee goes through the clause by clause provisions and guide us in light of the submissions as well as the negotiating mandate recommendations or negotiating points as to whether the committee is, after consideration, being influenced in any way to propose any amendments per clause. And if that is the case, then we will be guided as to whether the C list is going to be proposed and drafted by myself and the state law advisor, Advocate Van Breda, and in consultation with the department as well. If that be the case, Chairperson, then we will have to prepare that draft, which will then, once adopted by the committee, will have to be incorporated into the D version of the bill that will amend the B bill that was passed by the National Assembly. If the submissions and the deliberations of the committee per clause does not in any way then have to be effected as the C list, then also the deliberation will indicate as such. However, we can also explain and give responses to some of the issues that were raised and speak to the Constitution, because as I said, the Constitution is the supreme law of the country, and whatever the Parliament does is guided and must ensure that it complies with the requirements and the dictates of the Constitution, Chairperson. So in light of where we are at now, we can be guided by the committee and the Chairperson whether we are doing a clause-by-clause deliberation so that we can see if the decision of the committee is to take us to the next step of preparing the C list, which is the proposed amendment by the Select Committee that must result into the D version of the bill that will be passed by the House, the National Council of Provinces. I'll be guided by you, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honourable members, that comments from the from our legal team. I'll say from where I stand, we are ready to move to the next level where we'll be looking at the proposals, amendments, clause by clause, when that time comes. Are there comments from the members after the legal team has commented? I'll monitor the... Oh, Honorable Christian, your hand is up. Let me... Oh, Mpumelelo Sadziwa, let's start with you, followed by Honorable Christians.
And... Thank you, Chair. I think our negotiating mandate and those areas of amendment in certain clauses could not be flighted because, to be honest, I wasn't ready because I thought our permanent delegate, who was the one that was going to present our negotiating mandate. I'm not sure that then it won't be proper then that if our negotiating mandate be flighted so that we can test the meeting whether on the proposed clauses that we've made or whether on the submission that we've made, can't therefore the legal team comment, because we may find that sometimes what we are proposing as an amendment may be matters that are already contained in the bill, but or a matter that ought to be attended to when, you know, regulations are formulated. So wanted to be clear that by the time we leave the meeting, what we have proposed as amendments, are they making sense or not, or are they not covered in terms of the current bill? So that if therefore the C list can be submitted in terms of us having to consider those amendments before we can then the NSOP can finalize its deliberations on the matter. I just wanted therefore to make that proposal that if they, because we did submit our negotiating mandate, and therefore we can allow the legal team to respond to those areas that we said we are requesting for amendments, so that if then they are responded to and we are satisfied, we won't hold this meeting at ransom, but we wanted to make sure that what we are raising indeed is coming from, you know, these mandates, I mean, from these public hearings that were held. Well, we don't think that our role is just to rubber stamp. We think that we will find some areas of weakness in the clauses coming from the public hearings and that are making sense. We can be allowed, therefore, to say that. The second thing that I want to raise, Chair, is that it doesn't mean that because we are voting, we are saying the permanent delegate must vote in favor of the bill. There were no areas of objection. But I want to bring to the attention of this meeting that many of the areas of objection were not necessarily coming from clauses of the bill. They were coming from something else that is not provided in the bill. For an example, Chair, in one of the public hearings, there was a complaint that, in particular from one of the political parties, that part of the bill is talking about, you know, learners as young as 12 years old having to be assisted to commit abortion, which is not found in any of the clauses of the bill. I'm just making an example. So I just have to pay the attention of that. Thank you, Chief.
Honorables from the Eastern Cape, let's not go into those details. That time will come when there are responses. I mean, you know, if we are to go into that, then we'll reopen the whole thing, because there was lots of campaigns on this. I remember in one province somebody saying that the Bella Bill is a satanist bill. You know, so let us we'll leave it to the legal people if they want to respond to those part
things that you raised in the amendments from the Eastern Cape. Let's give Honorable Christians your hand is up.
Thank you, Chairperson. No, I just want to propose the legal person gave us two options, basically that we go through it clause by clause. And I would like to suggest that we take the, or I'd like to propose that we go for the first one, where we go over it clause by clause, also as you've said, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable Munyai, that is definitely going to happen because the next stage in our next meeting will be going clause to clause. Honorable Munyai.
Thank you very much for the legal mind's guidance, Honorable Chair, and your guidance, because we know, we're very clear from Gauteng that our process was not a referendum, nor a petition. The mandate has been given, the issues of clause by clause rest with the select committees. And we think it will be important in our view that that be considered before the House rises, so that this bill is considered once and for all. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Munyai. Mengema, do you want to say something? Comment on what was raised by the, particularly the honorable from the Eastern Cape. If you want to comment on that one, or we leave it to the next meeting where it will be dealing with that clause by clause. I'll await your guidance on this one, Mangam. The floor
Thank
is
you, Chairperson.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. As members have pointed out, we all know that there are a lot of questions and issues that were raised, and we were asked to present or provide the guidance in light of those issues. So, Chairperson, I think generally to take the meeting forward, when we come back for the meeting, we can start with a general response to all the questions and speak to the Constitution, where I'll be taking the members to all the issues generally that have been raised, as well as the negotiating points of the mandates and the submissions from the public at large. Once that is done, then it will be easy to guide the process clause by clause with the information clear as to what the Constitution dictates and what the other relevant and applicable legislation is indicating, especially in respect of the issues of the socioeconomic impact assessment that was raised, as well as the issues of the constitutionality of the specific provisions that have been contested. I will do that general response and summary, and then we will be present in the meeting to take the committee through clause by clause and answer all the questions legally speaking, as well as take instructions as to whether the clause by clause will result into amendments. I think the next meeting then will be the best meeting to do that process comprehensively and clearly, Chairperson. With your guidance and the resolution of the committee, then I suggest that the next meeting be the meeting where I give the responses in general, as well as do the clause by clause. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Ma'am Gemma. South Africa is a constitutional democracy, so we do in Parliament, everything that we do has to be hinged on the Constitution. So that time will come. I'm still on the line. Okay. Do you want to say something? Who's on, is that in charge?
Yes, I think it's I think before you to make a summary, I just wanted to check on the believing Chairperson that when we come from the public hearings at provinces, the department I just want to check on the role of the department in terms of input from the department. The first point is where the department is briefing provinces, and after the submissions, the department also is briefing the committee. I just want to check on that from the legal team, so that one also check in terms of where do we get into the process of the claw by claw.
Now, the clause by clause thing will come in our next meeting. I think that is what we'll be dealing with. And legal will take us through that. and then we'll engage. But they'll first respond to the issues raised. Remember, there were issues raised in relation to the budget. Where are we going to get the money? There are letters that were written by honorable Christians. Those letters will be, those letters and memos will be talked to during that day by legal services, by the legal team. There is no matter that was raised in this meeting that will not be discussed. Everything will be put on the on the platform for discussion. Honorable Mujadu, so, but let me not answer for them. If they want to say something, they will be able to. They are free to say that. Mangamo, do you want to Pumelelo, do you want to comment before I move this meeting to another level?
Thank you so much, Chairperson. Just to add into what you have indicated, Chairperson, I think I need to be clear to point out again that in the meeting that is still to take place, and what I have already indicated, that when the deliberations on clause by clause are taking place, and from the fact that the Department of Basic Education was called in to give the responses on the submissions from the public before the negotiating mandates were in. As I said, when we do our responses on the next meeting and on clause by clause deliberations, myself as the parliamentary legal advisor, as well as the state law advisor and the departmental team, will be present to filter and tackle all the questions and present the responses. And that is why I said out of the meeting that is coming up next, that is when we will be clear with all full responses from all the necessary stakeholders, that now being myself, the state law advisor and the department will be guiding and also taking instructions from the deliberations of the committee members as to what is to be effected as changes on the B bill version and what remains the same. That is the meeting that is upcoming, where then the department, as well as the state law advisor and myself, will speak on all the constitutional, legal, and practical issues of the bill and the changes that must take place. No one will be closed off there, but that is when the process will be in full activity and also taking into account all the responses and the deliberations of the committee, Chairperson. I'm hoping I'm clear. Thank you, Chair.
I'm covered, Chair. Thank you.
Lelubo Zale Fetolo Mamolao. Thank you very much. We move into the last leg of our meeting. Noltando, what's on the agenda now? The next thing will be the minutes or the report?
The committee legacy report, Chair.
So, those who are not members of the committee and you want to leave this meeting, you are free to do that. But those who want to remain can remain. We'll be looking at the committee legacy report and minutes of our meetings. So may I also because I think this is an internal thing, our minutes, that if the DM in the meeting has joined, If she's not there, then let me thank everybody for having attended this, those who are not members of the committee, and those who want to stay and remain in the meeting are free to do that. But thank you so, so much. See you in our next meeting. We're moving now to the minutes of the last meeting. May you fly to the minutes.
Thank you, Chair.
You're welcome. Noltando, may you fly the minutes so that we don't wait for everybody to leave. Oh, by the way, no, it's the report. The legacy report. Sorry.
Thank you, Chair, but I'll remain just for the public interest.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's the report, honorable members. Let's go. That's the first page. Let's move to, we have had this report for quite some days. Let's run it up to the last page. Tumze, ektere muore melej. Ektere fruch.
This is the end of the report, Chair.
Yeah. Thanks, Noltando. Honourable members, this is about us in the last 5 years. We have had this this report for quite some days, some weeks. Members, any comments? I guess those who had comments, send them earlier to be incorporated if they were not here. Any comment from the members on the report? Pressing none. Any mover for adoption of this report as a true reflection of what we did in the last 5 years? Any mover?
Hello, Chair.
Honorable Njadu.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. I think before the proposal for adoption is just to say that it looks like teamwork and collective response as the committee. So it's greatly appreciated. It's work well done. It reflects in terms of the 5 years. So, Chairperson, on that note, I want to make a proposal for the adoption of the report. Thank you very much.
Any seconder to the adoption of the report?
Dongeni seconds, Chair.
Honorable Dongeni, thank you very much. Nolutando, is there any other matter that needs to be discussed today?
It's draft minutes, Chair.
The draft, the minutes, how many? It's 2 pairs. Just flag the minutes.
It's just one set of minutes, Chair.
One set of minutes, yeah. That's it, minutes of the... Oops. Minutes of Wednesday the 30th, eh? Wednesday the 20th, I meant to say. Last week minutes... Any comment and matters that members like to raise? Any matters that members want to raise? I'm looking at the... participants. In the absence of any, is there any mover for adoption of the records of the meeting? Any mover?
Ntsube moves to adopt the records of the meeting, Chairperson.
Ntsube moves. Any seconder?
Njadu yaseka.
No, you cannot propose and then... Oh, yeah. Honorable Njadu, thank you. Thank you very much. The minutes are... indeed, a reflection of what transpired in the meeting of the 20th of March. Is there any other matter?
There's no other matter.
It's in the meeting. In the absence of the DM in the meeting, I'll take this and say thank you to the members, delegates from provinces who sat through this from the beginning until now. Thank you very much. And the department, and Ntatendlebe, I saw you're in the meeting. We thank you also. And your team, the team you are leading. And yeah, thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned. Bye, thank you.
Thanks, Chapa.